I pushed record. Hi, everybody.
That means that we are recording.
We're live recording, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Every time, like, wow, this happened.
It's incredible.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. I remembered the word Zoom so I can initiate the call.
It's amazing.
I did not, as usual, remember to turn off the metronome, but we do the test first. And
right.
Then
so
I
that
remember, because it's very loud,
excellent.
To turn it off.
Right.
And yeah, we're here. We're doing it.
All right. We made it. We just had like a quick marketing meeting before we turned you guys on.
We did.
Usually
we turn
them on.
Do it
we turn us
we just
on.
Do it live.
We usually like to do it live.
This
but
time. We spared
you. We just had a weird listening week last week. That's all.
Yes.
Yeah, we had too many listeners and we were suspicious.
Yeah. Must be bots.
We're wary. We don't like it.
So we talked about last week about doing like an all happy episode, but that's not going to be today.
All right.
Nor is this going to be, or are you ready to do an all happy episode? Because I can
well,
do it.
I mean, I have some, I could do a happy episode. I'm always happy to be happy.
It's up to you. All right. Well, it's going to be a short episode anyway, so that's perfect.
Yeah, let's keep it happy.
All right, we're going to keep it happy.
Yeah. We'll do happy stuff.
Not a gummy episode, though. We couldn't do gummy.
No, not
today.
That happy.
Another time. Maybe next week we'll do gummy.
I mean, I think that I have some items that are interesting. I don't know if they're happy, but they're interesting. But they're not unhappy.
Good.
Does that count?
Let's just go for that. Then I will table my death awareness article for next time.
If you could. Unless you could spin that. Can you spin it?
Not really. So I'll keep moving that one down the list.
Yeah, that would be. Maybe we can handle that with the gummies.
Yeah, I don't know. That could be a great idea or a really terrible idea.
Yeah, it could be a good pairing or a disaster.
Yeah, so then we need to try it because we have to find out. All right, well, I'm ready when you are. Would you like to go first?
I would love to go first.
I'm just about to make like kissy noises at you for no obvious reason. So just if I end up doing that at some point during this, let's be aware.
I get it.
That's
okay.
What that sound is. It is me making kissy noises for no particular reason. Just stuff. Not sure.
Have you been drinking?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh, okay. What a weird question.
Yes. In fact, I already finished my drink. So that is part of the
problem. Oh, so you're not even drinking anymore.
Done drinking. Exactly. I've been having some like weird food things today. Like I can only eat comfort food today. I needed to have a bagel with cream cheese and lox. And
that's
actually
a nice
all
thing.
I've eaten today, but now I have a compulsion for ice cream.
All right.
So,
listen, everybody has those kinds of days.
It's
a comfort food kind of day. I don't know why. It just is.
I don't know. It's a beautiful day out, actually. All right.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
So beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
It is. I always feel like this. The sky doesn't get this color blue until September.
Yeah, that is true. One for the books. It's one for the books. I don't know what that
means.
It's
one for the books, friends.
The history books. It means one for the history books. Haven't
maybe the almanac.
I used to love the almanac.
What is it about the almanac?
The almanac. Every year I got the almanac and I loved reading it. I don't know. What could it possibly have said?
I mean, did it tell you how to rotate your crops?
That was the farmer's almanac.
Oh, sorry.
But for some reason, my parents and like my grandparents got that too, although they're not farmers. My father would be very interested in weather predictions for some reason, despite the fact we live, you know, in a house and don't grow crops. But but no, the regular almanac, it had like, I don't know, like populations, like the gross national product of countries. I have no idea. It was gigantic. So there must have been some other information in it as well. I
it was
don't
like
know
the natural resources.
Yeah,
and like
it did.
Raw materials.
It must have other things, I assume, in it. I should get one and look at it again because I like really
I
loved
don't know.
The almanac. Something that
I do have like vivid, very vivid memories of several times. I mean, I guess probably our whole elementary school life of like drawing livestock on countries because that's what their major export was
in the almanac. Exactly.
Right. So I had to go to the almanac. I must have gotten my information from the almanac. I certainly didn't Google it.
I don't know. It's a shame. It's a lost. It's
yeah,
a lost
and like treasure. Chunks of gold you had to draw. Yes. They had like ore. How do you draw ore?
I don't know. A mountain mm-hmm. with like a line and then like an arrow maybe pointing at the line. That's like maybe that is how I would handle it.
I definitely handle it like that.
Oh man. All right.
Well, I have an excellent. As I think I've been drinking story to begin with that I found really entertaining. And this is a true, these are all true stories. This is like ripped from the headlines, if, as they say in the biz. There's a, this one comes from Japan and a farming village just outside of Tokyo. There are three ladies that call themselves the Monkey Busters. Have you read this?
No.
Okay. So this is the situation. Because it's a farming village, they have the monkey problem. So there's troops of monkeys that come out of the trees in the woods. And they'll start eating crops, and it's a problem. So if you're a farmer, again, we're talking about farming, and you find that the monkeys are there and they're eating your crops, you call a certain number for the Monkey Busters. And these three ladies leave their house in such a hurry that they are always showing up with their full aprons on because they're either cooking or cleaning, and air rifles.
Oh my God.
And they show up. They don't kill the monkeys.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's like a rifle that shoots air.
Yeah,
I think that is what it is.
Wow.
So they show up, and also, I forgot to mention, all these ladies are in their late 60s, early 70s. They show up in their aprons with their rifles, and they shoot air at the monkeys. And they're the Monkey Busters.
Wow, that's really
weird. Isn't that the cutest?
Because I just read a story today where a monkey... A macaw, is that what they're called? No, that's a bird.
Macaw? Is that a parrot?
Macaqua? Anyway, some monkey that is spelled something like macaw stole a puppy, like a wild, a street puppy, not somebody's puppy. But everyone was watching with the monkey, which was like cuddling the puppy, like it was its baby. But then they had to rescue the puppy because it hadn't eaten in 3 days. So they got the monkey to drop the puppy, which didn't seem like the best tactic, but it fell into shrubbery. And apparently, allegedly, the puppy's fine. But I don't know. Apparently, that's...
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings about monkeys anyway. You know, I have a history. If anybody doesn't know my history...
Yes, you have to tell that story again.
I can't tell. You have to go back to monkey business. I'm sorry. Suffice it to say, a monkey was wounded on my watch.
It's such a good story. Is that what we actually entitled it? So you can find
Monkey
it.
Business.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. It's worth listening to people.
Yeah, go back to Monkey Business to find my sordid monkey history.
But
I do find them endlessly entertaining. There's something about just monkeys, the word monkey, like it's just entertaining.
Yes, because they're so close to being human. It's disconcerting.
Yeah. So the vision of these older ladies in aprons and shotguns and rifles, like shooting at these monkeys, like that, like the ladies versus the monkeys, like that is just that hits me just the right way. I thought it was fantastic.
Are you being attacked? What is happening?
Oh, it's my door's open. Yes, listen. Sometimes we get air raids around here. I don't want to tell you where I am. I'm in an undisclosed location. I just have to get under my desk. Hold on a second.
Again, Sue and I still did that in grammar school. We still had air raid drills. It was nuclear.
I have no memory of that.
Oh my God. I can't believe you don't remember it. We had to go in the hallway. What was it? It was for, because during the Cold War, we were going to be attacked by the Russians with nuclear weapons. And we would go in the hallway and put our heads down as if that would help.
Let me just remind you all, Wendy and I went to the same exact elementary school. It's not like, well, we didn't meet each other until junior high.
It stopped when we were maybe in third grade. It didn't, so that's maybe why you don't remember, because it didn't continue throughout school. But I vividly
is there a possibility? I thought we were out there for another activity.
It's possible. It is possible, because why the fuck would we be doing that? Like,
yeah, I never understood it.
I don't think they explained it particularly well, and maybe your teacher didn't tell you that's what you were doing. So,
right.
Yeah, that is entirely possible. But yeah.
Maybe I thought, we were just meditating outside.
Anyway, let me tell you, being in the hallway is not going to help during a nuclear attack.
You don't think?
With your head down. Like, what the hell?
Put your head down.
So when you vaporize, somehow that's helpful.
It's less painful when you have when you're in a hallway with your head down when you vaporize.
That's so bizarre. Anyway, so, well, I know I just said monkey name wrong and wasn't actually talking about birds, but I do have a bird-related story.
Okay.
Which is apparently, and I don't know that this is super recent, but I just ran across it, which are these parrots. So apparently this British zoo has a lot of parrots, like more than 100, and they live together. But two of them, no, I think it was five of them. Five of them usually, so parrots talk, obviously, but generally, so a lot of the parrots they have had were not originally from the wild. They were pet parrots and either escaped or were given up or whatever. So they're housing these parrots. And some of them, and they said generally, though, when they're in a group of parrots, they don't talk.
But okay.
For some reason, these five parrots were yelling "fuck off" at each other. So they had to separate them. Even though people found it funny, they were present. There were a lot of children at the zoo. Oh,
presumably,
obviously.
Yeah. It is a family location.
Apparently, yeah, and they were worried. Apparently, it's like actually like 200 parrots at the zoo. I'm looking at the article now. They were concerned that now all of the parrots
were all gonna start
yelling "fuck." I think it was like "fuck you" and "fuck off." It was a lot of "fuck."
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, there's like a cordoned off section of the zoo, like for adults only?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, please, no children beyond this point. I really would like to see that. That would make my day.
Awesome. So to cause some concern, as people didn't realize it was the parrots at first, as it can sound like a person's voice, but then yeah. They loved it.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
We found that people are swearing to try and encourage the parrots.
So then, like, the people watching the parrots are yelling at it.
Yeah.
They're cursing at the
They're
parrots.
Cursing parrots because they want to
Everybody's cursing at everybody. Yeah. That's the best. That's
it's
awesome.
The best. I would actually go there. Exactly.
I need to go there now.
Well, we could get some parrots and start that. That seems pretty easy, actually.
But I need like 200 of them. Something about the group mentality. Parrots.
No, clearly. We need to be lots and lots and lots of parrots.
Yeah, we need that. I love that. That's amazing. Where is this again?
It's in somewhere in England, unfortunately. It's not
It's
not conveniently located.
Damn it.
I know. It sucks. It totally sucks.
Yeah, really. That's I have a lot of regrets now.
And then I read this article, unfortunately, I can't find it again because I didn't look. But because it's not actually in my face right this moment as I look around the room. So I can't find it. So, but apparently these ducks like mimic weird sounds like a door slamming. So, and there's a recording of it. People should Google this because it was kind of weird. It's worth listening to. So Google duck. Door slamming sound. It was extremely strange.
It's like sound effect ducks. Yeah. Sound effect ducks.
Yeah. These, and they were wild ducks, but they, I guess, like, they live in a pond near people, so I guess they heard a door slamming. And yeah, so they mimicked the sound.
Oh, like car door slamming.
Yeah.
All right.
It was super
that's
weird.
Just weird. That's
it was.
Odd.
It was very.
They shouldn't be mimicking.
Yeah, I agree. It was crazy.
I never heard of ducks mimicking.
No, ducks should
stop. Let me tell you something. Animals are. They're also endlessly fascinating. They are.
Obviously.
I mean, monkeys are generally funny, but every animal is. Potentially
well, I mean, again, we know that birds are assholes. We've learned this. In fact, a friend of mine this week sent me a photograph of these wild, what's the birds with the big feathers in their tail?
The peacock?
Peacock.
Otherwise known as the bird with the big feathers in their tail.
So in Miami, there are these wild peacocks apparently, and they're she constantly complains to me about them, but they're always in the fucking road and they don't care. So, like, you drive.
So there's like
the
just
way.
Wild peacocks?
Yeah, and they just stand there.
Involved with human beings?
Yes. Or, like, in this case, she was actually trying to run. And then she
had it was impeding her.
Yeah.
Because you really, there's got to be, I'm sure there's no like peacock hunting.
No.
To thin the herd out.
No. No. And apparently they're dicks.
That seems like that seems like a problem.
Yeah, and they're big, so you're not going to like.
They're big, and I think they get aggressive with their big tails.
I'm afraid of geese. I don't go anywhere near them. So,
peacocks are bigger than geese.
Way bigger. So
we used to get into tussles with wild turkeys every so often. Yeah. And they are no joke.
No, they're big and heavy. Yeah. Birds are not something to be trifled with, at least the big ones.
No. None of them. They could be aggressive and nasty. Mockingbirds used to go after my cats outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're jerks.
Yeah. They really are.
Yeah.
They're real morons.
Yeah. Morons.
It's so funny that you bring up the peacocks involving themselves in human life, because I also have a story about animals that have invaded people's lives in Rome. They have a boar problem.
Oh, that was scary.
Massive boar problem. So they're apparently they're rifling through trash, crops, again, really? Of course, my farming theme. But they're also like mingling in traffic and following people around. And in one instance, or many instances, they'll follow people they know the food comes from the grocery store. So they'll follow people out of the grocery store.
Wow.
And in one instance recently, they ganged up on a woman who dropped her bags in fear of her life. And they grabbed her bags and whatever was in it and ran.
What the hell?
They're gangs. They're rude bullies.
Wow, so, that's terrible.
And apparently they cause like over 10,000 road accidents a year. It's like a huge problem.
Mm.
So what's interesting right now is that everybody's blaming the current mayor of Rome, which is also strange that there would be a mayor of Rome. But I guess why wouldn't there be a mayor of Rome? It's weird. I'm mayor of Rome. Sure you are. Anyway, she thinks she's not going to get reelected because of the boar problem.
Oh, wow.
So what she did was she decided the boar problem is actually another region's problem. It's a region that surrounds Rome, Lazio, L-A-Z-I-O.
Okay.
So she's suing. She opened a criminal lawsuit against the officials running the Lazio region.
Huh.
That surrounds Rome for
I
the.
I thought you were
going to
say she was suing the boars.
She's going to sue the boars. Mm-hmm. But that would be boring. So she's suing them for massive and uncontrolled presence of wild boar in Italy's capital. So she's trying to shift the blame, which is so typical of a politician to shift the boar problem.
So typical, huh? Wow.
But in essence, I mean, it's a city, so there's trash, there's garbage out, there's food out. I mean, Italians love to eat boar, so they should run.
Could they have a boar hunt? Like, what's stopping them from doing that?
I think that boar hunt stopped. I think that's what the problem was.
Oh.
But then, like, some loose cannon shot a boar and its piglets in, like, on a playground, like, recently, which was traumatizing, too. Like, you can imagine.
Yeah,
somewhat traumatizing
to
the children.
That would be pretty terrible. Yeah. Wow.
So people are taking matters into their own hands. But, like, boar are, like, they're scary.
Yeah, of course they are.
They can, like, hurt you.
Genuinely dangerous, exactly. I mean, no one wants to get pecked by a bird, but, you know, presumably you're not going to die. But I would imagine boars are actually pretty aggressive and dangerous. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, but there's, like, pictures of them just wandering through traffic. I'm like, I don't even understand. Like, what would you think if you saw that? Like, oh, a dog? Like, I don't even know what I would think that was. It would take such a long time for my brain to process that there are boar running down the middle of the road.
Mm. Well,
I would never get
such
that.
A chicken shit that I would just be terrified.
Anyway, so everybody, if you're going to Rome, just beware. I don't know. Don't carry food with you or carry boar food and throw it in the opposite direction.
Excuse me. Well, I have another bit of information. This is of self-help. Everybody ready? To help themselves.
I'm definitely ready to help myself.
Apparently there's some study that showed that squats are very good for your brain.
Damn it. I was really hoping that you were going to say squats turn out to be really dangerous.
That would be awesome, but no,
and harmful
unfortunately,
to your general health.
That is not the case. And the point is they were very excited because they're saying, look, you don't need a gym. You don't need equipment.
Well, I'm all for that. I do believe that.
And then it says, if they found that 3 to 5 minutes, 3 times a week of squatting can be even better for your brain than 30 minutes of steady state exercise, like a run or walk.
So, like, when you say a squat, can I just squat and stay there?
No, I think you have to go up and down.
Damn it.
Because it seems to be the work against gravity that is the helpful bit, although I don't quite understand what they're saying.
Right, so how often do I have to do this? 3 to 5 minutes, 3 times a week?
Yeah. Come on, we're going to do it.
It said that seems like a very small amount of time.
The sound of blood flow was the first clue as to why squats might be having such a big effect on the brain. They didn't look as if they were doing a great deal, but you could hear this huge washing of blood moving into the brain, he said, during the experiments. Yes. It says, as you squat, you move your head up and down against gravity. Your blood vessels attempt to buffer changes in blood pressure and act like shock absorbers for the brain. So as you go up and down, the blood flow speeds up and slows quite drastically because it doesn't work perfectly. So somehow doing that is, I guess, good for you. So anyway, it's good for you. You might think of blood vessels as inert tubes, a type of plumbing, but that's far from the case. Each blood vessel has its own live inner layer. It's best not to think about this. I'm not even going to keep reading that.
Yes,
so it just, and it says it's not too late to start. So it says those that get the biggest brain benefits are people who are not as fit because their brains are not used to cushioning against the changes in blood flow.
Well, that takes us out of the equation because we are nothing but fit.
We are very, very fit. So anyway, also listening to music, concentrating on a podcast also does increase blood flow to the brain. So there you go.
Can I do that instead of the squats?
You can do that instead, yes. You should probably do both.
I'll do both.
But it's better than nothing. So there
everybody,
you go.
While you're listening to the podcast,
so from now on, Sue and I are going to squat the entire time that we are recording the podcast.
And then we won't be saying anything. We'll just be hopping and buffing. And then groaning.
I am happy to hear this because I actually don't, it's one of the few things I don't mind doing exercise-wise. I actually don't mind doing squats, whereas I hate doing lunges, but I do not mind doing squats. So I'm happy to hear
that. I think I mind. I don't know. I'm going to try it
tonight.
Try
it.
I just don't
Everybody
do it.
Squat.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But honestly, I also have to say, in the squatting world, mm-hmm. I think just squatting is a good thing to do.
What is
not necessarily for your brain.
What do you mean?
But the act of the squat.
Squatting world.
Like if you're squatting, just in the realm of squats, squats are up and down.
Yes.
Right? But the act of squatting, you're just squatting. So I can't even say the word
staying
anymore.
Staying in a squat.
Staying in a squat.
Uh-huh.
Like a catcher behind the plate.
Okay, yes.
That's supposed to be very good for you.
It is. I do it a lot in yoga. Yoga squats are really good, and you can sit that way for a really long time. You know, a lot of people today, that's how they spend a lot of their time, you know, in squats, not in Western world, but in other places.
No.
And ancient humans certainly squatted all the time because, you know, no chairs. So it's a good position. It's good for your body. I did it a lot in prenatal yoga, but it's really good for your hips. And if you can do it, you should do it. And it feels good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Feels great.
It's a good thing to do.
I love my yoga squats. Did we talk about White Lotus last week? I can't remember when you were talking about TV shows. Not to totally change stuff.
You know,
I kind of want to talk about it just because I hated it. It bugged me.
I think we did.
And I feel like too bad we did talk about it. They killed off the one character I liked. And then it just sucked and had no point. Okay, so we don't need to revisit that. Oh, but you know what else?
You watch 9 Perfect Strangers?
No, is that good? Is everyone says it's the same thing, but in
it's the same thing.
Channel.
But I watched it anyway.
And?
It just took up some time.
But you tell me like this other show, Ghosts.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I haven't watched it yet, so I will.
It's on BBC. It's like 20 minutes long. And I just found out they're actually making an American
just
version.
Just about
of it.
To say that. Yes.
Yes.
So I didn't realize you were talking about two different things.
Sorry, somebody's car alarm is going off.
Oh my God. But I was like, that's because I've seen promos, because I watched the Emmys. I saw promos from the US Ghost. I'm like, that doesn't look funny, but Sue says it's funny, so I guess I'll watch
it. Well, I'm not convinced that the American version will be funny.
No, I'm sure it won't be funny.
Think that it's funny because it's the British version.
Yes. Okay. So it's the British one I need to watch on HBO, right? Is that
correct? Try it. It's cute. It's like, there's definitely some episodes that are not as funny as others, but it's. It's generally like brain candy and funny.
Perfect. I didn't watch this week's Martin Short, Steve Martin thing, the only Murders in the Building, but I watched last week's and it was so bad. It was terrible.
Just I'm having really a problem with that whole terrible. Show.
It's so badly written. It's terrible. It's upsetting to me that it's so bad.
To be honest with you, if Martin Short and Steve Martin were not in it, I
no
could not watch it.
No way could you watch it. No.
Right. But I really enjoyed them so much that I do like it.
It's a giant disappointment. It really is. It is.
But that, what's her name? Selena Gomez? Is that her name?
Yeah, she's terrible.
First of all, she talks like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, why does she talk like that? Because I used to watch her on a different show when she was younger and she didn't talk like that. So
I don't know. I don't know. Does she sing like this too?
That's pretty good, I have to say.
Thank you. It's a horrible, she's a horrible voice, which is so ironic. But she's bad. She's really bad. But I just like that a soft spot for both Martin Short and Steve Martin.
But boy, does that show suck. I started watching the Monica Lewinsky thing.
What do you think?
I only glancingly watch it because it's too hard to take.
It's so cringy, right?
It's very cringy. And so I do end up like doing something else. But the acting in it's great. Great.
All right.
So it is worth seeing. I mean, it's just like, it's very hard to watch Monica Lewinsky. You know what's going to happen. And it's just, like,
I know. Yeah. I'm not up for it yet. I will watch it, but I can't right this minute. I can only be surrounded by like happiness and joy at the moment. It's going to be a cringe show.
Did I say last time that we've all decided to become vegetarians in my house?
No, you did not.
Did I not say that? Okay, so we all...
Congrats.
I am a pesca-vegetarian. Is that what it's called? That I eat?
Yeah.
I eat fish. So I eat fish, because fish are gross, so who gives a shit? So I eat fish, and...
They deserve it.
They deserve to die. And really, my son and husband really, I think... Paul's doing pretty well, but my son does eat chicken because he kind of needs to. Also, he's a child, and also he barely weighs anything, so I wouldn't be psyched if he went.
Yeah, he's very, very small. It would not limit his menu.
No. So, anyway, but we haven't eaten any red meat at all. I guess it's like 3 weeks now, maybe. We didn't really eat pork before, but so we didn't eat pork.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel no different, but I like it, I guess. I mean, I guess it's good. It's super easy. I have no issues with it. So, and I do, I guess.
I mean, I think it's generally a good decision. Yeah, honestly. I think the less meat you eat, the better.
No question. And I have never watched a documentary, Forks Over Knives, and I keep saying I'm going to, and I never do. But I checked out some of the recipes. I have a really complicated issue with food. Complicated relationship, I guess is the better word. So, not quite sure what to do. And eat and not eat. It's all very complicated, but I found it very easy to cut red meat out entirely. So
I mean, it really is. I mean, think about the amount. I mean, we don't really eat very much meat. I'm sure you don't either, really. And it really doesn't, after everything else we've cut out of our lives, red meat is like the easiest possible thing to do.
For me, it's harder because I really like it. It's my favorite to eat, actually. And I feel that it's because my last name means kosher slaughterer, so it's genetic.
That's why. It's in your blood, literally.
Like, I literally would walk up to a cow and eat it raw. So,
you know, this goes out to the cows. This is a warning. So, you see Wendy approaching.
I do really, really like it, but I have none.
Well, it's true. I mean, if you love it, there's nothing that's going to take the place of steak.
No, exactly. Nothing. And part of the thing, though, is I'm such a shitty cook. That it's not like so great when I make it. So I feel like what I'm giving up is me making it, which is not good anyway. So it's not that tragic. Okay. But if I were going to like the most amazing restaurant in France, there's no way I wouldn't be eating it. But
of course.
It's perfectly easy to give up here. Because, you know, I have
a whole... Honestly, I mean, even forget about just red meat. I think every meat, I think everybody should be cut back on all of every meat product, every animal product, really. We should not be eating a lot of animal products. I don't think they're good for us.
I never really That's liked just my chicken, feeling. So that was pretty easy for me. Except, of course, a Popeye's chicken sandwich. But
That's barely chicken.
Exactly. That's not the chicken I'm there for. anyway.
Well, that's very interesting. Let me know how that works out.
I will. I'll definitely let you know. But every I don't detail. Feel any different.
I don't think you will, no unfortunately.
But we'll see. I'm interested to see if it helped. My cholesterol was actually quite high and I have to deal with it. But I'm hoping maybe this will help. I'm sure it won't because it doesn't
It might. I think that you generally fight genetics with your cholesterol.
Yeah, I do. I have to deal with it. I honestly don't want to go on statins because they cause a lot of issues and I am concerned about it. And I also just read, just coincidentally, but read that they're not great for your brain function. And I'm, you know, I guess I can compensate with squats.
Let me just put this out there. And I've said this before, just to say a PSA, is that what you call it? Public service announcement. There's a very delicate balance between your blood pressure, and your cholesterol.
Yes.
And if it's not managed properly, it could be very dangerous.
Yes.
And I know that firsthand because I know somebody recently who had a neurological event who had decided that I shouldn't need to take cholesterol medication, but was taking high blood pressure medication. And I do firmly believe that that played a part in it.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about statins. It's like the first time I'm really hearing about it. That she's taking it now.
Yeah.
Now you're mentioning it. I don't know if there's other ways to lower cholesterol. I guess there's not.
There doesn't really seem to be. I just read something that there's a new class of drugs that are in testing. I know I told you I was going to keep this upbeat, but I lied because there is something important too. There was a really good, interesting article in the New York Times about generic drugs and the misperception that they are the same as not generic drugs because they fucking aren't. And the article was actually terrifying, to be honest.
And yeah, no, that's kind of, I've always heard they're exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the FDA wants you to think. But there's like almost zero oversight of generic drugs. And especially during COVID, when they've all fallen, all the inspections have fallen massively behind. They're made in different countries. No one's making sure the doses are accurate. So I, for example, my blood pressure medication, I don't really understand why I can only get the generic. Like I even was like, I will pay for the not generic, but I can't get the not generic I still understand why. But so.
Well, that's a little terrifying. It is. Yeah, that's an
really, really, really terrifying. It's worth reading or digging up the article and reading about it. And I don't know what we can do, but it's something that I will pay more attention to now and see if there's I don't know, somebody.
Yeah, put it on your radar, everybody. But
it was pretty upsetting. Anyway. It's not ideal. So I really would love to be able to get my cholesterol down on its own, but we'll see.
Well, try it this way, see what happens. But yeah, definitely keep that in mind. You do have to watch it.
Because the reason it's not good for your brain is because your brain is the organ that uses most of the cholesterol in your body. So when you're not feeding it, it's not good. So I'm not delighted. Also, it gives a lot of people muscle aches. Anyway, we'll see. Also, it gave my brother kidney failure. So for all of those terrifying reasons, I'm not anxious to start, but I also feel like I might have no choice. So,
yeah, but see if diet helps first and then go from there. That's all.
I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Everything makes no sense.
I have to change the subject.
Yes, please.
Because I am so excited about the footprint fossils that they found in New Mexico. Did you read about this?
Oh, you know what? I just saw the headline and I didn't actually read it, which is weird of me because I'm super interested
in humans. It is. That's humans. Right up your alley.
I know. It is up my alley. Is it Bigfoot?
Yeah. It's not, unfortunately. Ugh. But they are children and teenagers, they're saying.
Oh, wow.
Which makes sense because they would have been the ones who were sent out to go get this, go get that.
That's awesome.
But they're older than anything that they ever have found human-wise in
they're so cute.
The Americas. They're very cute, first of all.
Oh, yeah, 20,000
But they're saying they're between 20 and 23,000 years old.
Wow.
Which shakes everything up. So if you know anything about this, the migration was supposed to have happened into North America from that, the land bridge, right?
Yeah.
That connects, it's like
Alaska
to Russia.
Yeah.
Is it Russia?
I think so. Yeah.
But that was 13,000 years ago. So if they're finding remains in New Mexico that are 20 to 23,000 years old, that means they didn't come from that land bridge.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't coincide with the timing.
Yeah, Americans from Eastern Siberia across the land bridge. Yeah.
Right. So now they're saying that there's a possibility that it's a, first of all, they're using the word peopling, which I think is fantastic. I love that now. So the peopling of America could have happened from South America north. But how would people have gotten to South America?
I don't know. That's,
they're saying there's a possibility that people were in boats, that they actually sailed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It is. It's really, I'm telling you, it's really fascinating. You should read about it because it's, also there's parts of the coastline that were existent that are no longer, that's no longer existent. Huh. So what we know as our coast is not necessarily the coast any longer. Huh. There may have been islands that were actually out of the sea that are not in this, that are in the sea now. So, you know, yes, it could have been boats that have, that rode over from not as far of a distance than we originally had thought. Because the land was different. Land masses were different. So
very interesting.
It's really interesting, but it really, it throws the time off so completely. Mm. And apparently there's been people who've been theorizing this for a long time, but there was just no proof. So this is absolute proof that yes, there were people here in North America 20 to 23,000 years ago, well before the whole land bridge nonsense happened.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go.
No.
I was going to change the topic to a different fossil.
No, so, I love it.
Well, I'd read about the fossil of the whale that was land roaming.
Right.
Because whales were on land. I think they were in the water, then on land, then went back to the water.
So is this the one that's like raptor-like?
I don't know, but it has legs. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It just is really, 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 it's fucking weird.
Yeah. And I saw a picture of it. I was like, what the hell am I looking at?
I know. When I read it. It just is so wrong. It just.
Yeah. It was like caught in the middle of evolution.
Yeah.
Somebody got caught right in the middle.
It's creepy.
But it is. It's really creepy. Yeah. And apparently they found fossils of dinosaurs that are way larger than T-Rexes.
Yeah.
This has all happened in the past couple of months, I think.
Yeah.
So what we know or what we thought we knew is
we know
so
shit.
Off.
We literally know nothing. We literally do know nothing. That is so true.
That's one thing I know.
Something else that I found along those lines, because it's just like, wow, all the shit I never think about. There was yet another waterfall in Ithaca last time we went. There was like a discussion about, I hope I didn't already say this, but you know, I'm senile, so who knows? There's a sign there and it talks about how the waterfall used to be here, but now it's, you know, a mile back from where it used to be because it erodes because the water, which I've, again, never thought about. Like it erodes the waterfall eventually.
Right.
So much water run. So of course
the act of the water falling
never crossed my mind. Yeah. So I'm like, huh. So I was reading about Niagara Falls, and it just in 30,000 years, it'll just be gone.
Yeah,
be a river.
It's eroding as we speak.
Yeah, but just never crossed my mind. Never
Everybody, hurry up! Go see Niagara
hurry
Falls.
Up, go
almost
see
gone.
It. Yeah,
it's practically gone.
Practically gone.
That's so fascinating. I love that stuff. I think that's so interesting.
It just gives me a headache.
And then there's that.
And it also upsets
and
me.
And I get a sick
honestly,
headache.
30,000 years, I won't be around. And then I find upsetting.
You're not going to be here in 30,000 years?
I'm not, and I find that upsetting.
Listen, if you do your squats right, you
true.
Might be here.
I might be here. It is true.
Yeah. Start squatting, goddammit.
The other thing is I'm going to complain again, even though I lied. So, you know, fuck you.
Right,
whenever
go ahead.
Happy
episode. Feel free.
I just had to vent this. It's really, really bugged me a lot. So a certain somebody in my life, who shall remain nameless, didn't get vaccinated. And because of that, they can't visit their father in the hospital. Okay. And I was, you know, gently prodding someone else to say to them that that is terrible and they really should get vaccinated. They should have already gotten vaccinated. They should get vaccinated now. And then they said, this person, it is what it is. And I wanted to murder them. So I still do. So badly, because that is not the appropriate use of that. First of all, I hate that phrase so much.
Let's start with that.
It is the worst phrase in existence. And if you're going to say it, then at least use it in appropriate circumstance when there's really something you can't change. To use circumstance is so enraging that it made me so angry because it just precludes any possibility of rational thought or discussion on this.
No, it's over.
It's just so
over. It is what it is.
To kill her, and then I'm going to write that on her tombstone.
It is what it is.
Right? Because she's already dead.
She's dead.
Can't fix
and
it.
There was obviously nothing
there
anybody could have done
no
about it.
There was no point before that moment where anything could have stopped it. So,
no, nothing.
Yeah.
No.
So it is what
Who
it
could
is.
Have stopped it? Who could have known?
Who could have done it? Exactly.
There was nothing that could have been done.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. What can
no,
you
do? No, it's a terrible, it's a, I don't like it. It's a terrible phrase anyway. It is what it is. It's just like a, whatever, F you. I don't know. It feels, it's a, but this is so much in her control.
Yeah, it's just enraging.
That it is not what it is.
Yes, no. Yes, and the person in the hospital has just moved to rehab, so they are also not vaccinated. So they got their first vaccine yesterday, but they still have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks, which means no one can visit them. So
right.
To the extent anyone who's listening to us is not vaccinated, which I seriously doubt, for anything other than a medical reason, you really should get vaccinated because these are consequences of it. You know, this person does not, who's in the hospital, does not have COVID, but had to go to the hospital. Now it's like, first of all, they could have gotten COVID in the hospital. We don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Could get it in rehab. We don't know. And now no one can visit. And even after that, because his family isn't vaccinated, they can't visit.
Yeah, but aren't you a little bit relieved that there's a quarantine situation so you don't have to go visit?
Yes, for 2 weeks. Yes, guilt-free. Yes.
And aren't you a little bit regretful that you have your vaccine because then you're going to be able to visit?
A little bit.
Come on.
A little
somebody's
tiny
not thinking.
Bit. Which brings me to the last thing I have on my list, which is booster shots, which is I can get it because I am fat and have high blood pressure. So, but I'm wondering a lot how people feel about it. I know people have already gotten it. I am going to definitely get it.
I don't feel the need to get it.
I feel like I don't like the thought that the vaccine's efficacy is waning. And I definitely had it more than 6 months ago. So,
I think with the last bit of information I got, I felt like it wasn't something that I needed.
I think that's fine because you're not mandated to get it and you
I guess I don't
not
know
on the list. I feel like it's just going to fall under spectrum of how paranoid you are. So
yeah, my dad got it before Izzy's wedding.
Yeah, my dad should get it. He hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, he definitely
should get
it. Can I
talk about that for a second? I just want to tell people how we're preaching to the choir here, but how effective vaccines are, because Izzy's wedding, no one got sick.
Nobody got sick.
The same weekend after, as someone else I know, she's vaccinated and her family's vaccinated, but they went to a southern state for a wedding and nobody there was vaccinated and everybody got fucking COVID.
Yeah.
The bride got COVID. The groom got COVID. The groom's parents got COVID. And I'm sure many other people got COVID. That just happened to be the people I knew. So,
oh my God.
So they make a huge difference.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't have been able to have a wedding
if,
you know, most people were not vaccinated. That's for
sure. I mean, it was just stunning the difference between the two. Really,
really,
really
also,
shocking.
You know, the fact that my parents were there, you know, if there was no vaccine, I don't know how I could, you know, in good conscience have them and a crowd like that and it wasn't a huge massive crowd, but there was 120 people in one room.
Yeah.
I mean, with my, at my parents' age, it would have been, I don't know that we could have done it.
Absolutely not. But I mean, they really worked. The vaccines really worked, and they really did. And the people at the other wedding got quite sick. They weren't, I don't think any of them were hospitalized. They were really sick to the point where they're definitely getting vaccinated now. And they're looking forward to it. But yeah, it's, so anyway, they do work. So.
My dad had a reaction to the third shot. He didn't really have much of a reaction to the first two.
Yeah.
But then he felt like flu-y for a day.
Yeah. That's a friend of mine too. Yeah. She felt very sick for one day. I've heard mixed things. I had another friend who felt literally nothing. So
yeah, but I mean, obviously, I mean, the option for him, there is no option.
Yeah.
Even if he felt flu-y for a week, that's fine.
Exactly.
If he got COVID, he would be hospitalized.
Exactly.
And it would be a problem.
Exactly. So
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very, very strange. I mean, so these people who are not vaccinated with the hospital, those people, the mom is 100% sure. She like literally said, there's going to be there's an article coming out that everyone's been vaccinated is going to die in two years.
I've heard that.
Genuine. They think it's just you can say whatever it is. You could say it's your beliefs, it's your politics, but it's not. It is fear. That's really, and I'm sure for a few people, I guess maybe that's not true, but I actually think for everybody, that's what underlies it. They're just afraid.
But there's a lot of misinformation going around. Jeez. And yes, I've heard it that people are going to be, dead. Whoever got the vaccine is going to die. That's it.
So weird.
Why though? I'm not sure why, but whatever. No, I also heard that because we're instituting testing at our school now, if you're not vaccinated, you have to do weekly testing, like the public schools are doing, which is fine. You know, and I'm all for everybody make your own decision. But if you're not going to get vaccinated, then you do have to do this. And I think that's a fair exchange. But we have somebody who doesn't want to get tested regularly because she read that there is, quote unquote, something on the nasal swabs that is, like eating the cartilage out of people's noses.
Okay, first of all, I totally disagree with you. And everyone should get the fucking vaccine. I don't give a shit about their personal feelings. Because tough shit. You live in a society. Get your fucking vaccine. That's called living in a society. You owe society some duties. Other people in. It's not just fucking you. And you should get your vaccine. So putting that aside.
Putting that aside.
That's just. I don't understand. Why are other things not a problem, but this is the problem?
Why aren't the Q-tip swabs poison?
Exactly. Why aren't when you well, go to the doctor for other things, like why is it
right.
this thing that's yeah. the
but
issue?
That was that's where you know I mean
I'm sure it's shitty to live your life like that. I'm sure it sucks. And I'm sure it sucks.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like being afraid. And so, but I don't mean,
but I do like that really was to me, that was like the end. I was like, okay, no, stop it. That's it. Everybody's allowed to believe what they believe, but that is what's beyond asinine. Like just beyond belief. I don't know what's beyond it.
I don't know what is. I don't know when you come out.
So we're all going to be dead with like Coke nose.
Fine. I'd like to be dead because the only people, if I'd rather be with the people who got vaccinated and dead than alive with those dumb fucks who didn't and stuck with. Can you imagine? Imagine a world where it's only the people that didn't get vaccinated.
It wouldn't last very long.
No, it would not last very long. It would be actually, if you can manage to stay alive, you could definitely be a king. It would be like the, you know.
Oh my God, yes, true, actually.
In the Valley of the Blind, right? The one-eyed man is king. So, yeah, it's making me fucking pissed off. It's so dumb. Like, everyone's going to die in 2 years from now, but people are dying who aren't vaccinated now, today, they're dying.
I'm not sure I understand why. Why would the government give us something that we're all going to die from? Like, I don't really understand that.
Why are people lying to you about the earth being flat?
It is what it is when.
Why? There's no reason. It just is. For the sake of I don't know why. I really, really don't know
Thought of the day, the other day?
I loved it. Do you want? I know
I'm going to share it with
this
everybody.
This has massively devolved from where we started and said we were going to do happy to the exact opposite.
This but is I'm so much happier. On the exact opposite note of where we began. So the thought is, and I got this obviously on Instagram. I did not come up with this myself, but the quote is, "I like people the way I like my tea, in a bag underwater." I know that's so horrendous, but I find it tickles my fancy. I think it's hysterically funny.
And it's fine. I agree. And
that's fine. Get in the bag. Go underwater. You're good.
So, Sue, I think it's time. I know you have
a
dinner date.
It is, actually.
And I think we hit rock bottom at this point, and we should go, probably, before we actually
It's not going to get better. I mean, I'm at a good story, so, yeah, it's not going to get better.
Everybody, hurry. Love you. We will try to do a gummy episode maybe next. We're going to just keep teasing it, but never do it.
Next week we could do a gummy episode.
Yeah, I think we probably can. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome, everybody. It's time. Love you all.
All right. Bye.
Later.